And as we mentioned, many of these petrol stations are still dry. How did the situation in Ireland get to this point?
Well, what we're watching, you know, here, Paulo, is not just in Ireland, but, you know, other parts of Europe, let alone other areas of the world, are experiencing the ripple effects of the disruption caused in the Middle East with the short supplies of products, and in this particular case, the way that it has impact consumption at gas stations and allowing, you know, businesses to operate and so on. And prices have gone up, supplies are limited and unrestricted, and on the heels of other economic worries and concerns, these have essentially come to a head to protest around this particular issue. But I think they have to be framed in a kind of broader way of expressing their discontent with the way that the cost of living matters have been handled there.
Do you think that other countries around the world that, you know, as you point out, are feeling those trickle-down effects of the ongoing war can look at the current situation in Ireland and basically see it as a preview of what could happen as this war continues indefinitely?
Yes, 100%. And throughout Europe, not just the European Union, but that's just one particular place. We're seeing lines at petrol stations. We're seeing businesses struggle to make ends meet as they are experiencing higher costs when it comes to distribution of products. So by all means, the longer this conflict goes on, the longer the chain of delivery is disrupted, this is going to play out. And we know that this is not just a simple short-term solution. It is far easier to disrupt the global market than it is to restore it into some kind of official functioning order.